Shakach. Today's taste of Rashi, the pasuk in this week's parsha says, "Va'ata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha shom eimach kim liyaras Adonai Elokecha lalechet b'chol drachav la'avaloso v'la'avodas Adonai Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'b'chol nafshecha," which loosely translates as, "Okay, now Israel, what does God ask of you except to fear Him and to walk in His ways and to love Him and to serve God with all your heart and with all your soul?" Rashi comments, "Rabbeinu darshu mikan hachgol b'dei shamayim chutz miyirat shamayim." This is the source of the Gemara in Brachot that says, "Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz miyirat shamayim." Now, how exactly does this work? Because this pasuk does say that Hashem asks of us yirauto, to fear Him, but it's a little bit unclear because there's a lot more to the list than just to fear. It says to fear, to love Him, to walk in His ways, and to serve Him. So why does the Gemara not just say, "Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz miyirat Hashem ve'ahavat Hashem ve'halicha b'drachav"? Why does it single out yirat Hashem? So grammatically speaking, it actually does make sense, and the reason is that it says "kiyam liyirat Hashem elokecha," and then "lalechet b'chol drachav u'la'avato." In biblical Hebrew, it's very interesting. In English, in modern English, and also in modern Hebrew, if you want to give a list of things, then you only put the "and" at the end of the list. If I'm going to the store to buy apples, oranges, and pickles, so I don't say apples and oranges and pickles. However, in biblical Hebrew, that's exactly what you do. When you have a list of things that connect to each other, you put the vav before each of the things in the list. And over here, it says, "Liyirat Hashem Elokecha," and then it should say, "Ulalechet," or "Vilalechet." But it doesn't. It says, "Lalechet v'chol drachav ula'avauto," which means it's a new list. Which means, "Liyirauto," "Liyirat Hashem Elokecha," is alone in this list. And that's why Chazal can say that the only thing that he's asking is Yirat Hashem. Now, how does that work exactly? So the Or HaChaim and many others, they explain that Yirat Hashem is the gateway to everything else. In other words, you don't really need to try to have Ahavat Hashem or Halicha B'Drachav. You don't need to try. All you need to try is for Yirat Hashem, and Yirat Hashem will ultimately and inevitably lead to everything else. Shavuot Tov.